I feel pretty good. You know, I'm excited just to be out here with my teammates, make some plays, get trash talking, and just going out there and competing. Me and Avon had a great competition the last 2 minutes of a period, and you know, it was two guys going at it competing. You know, just trying to bring the best out of both of each other.
I mean, yeah. You're a physical guy, right?
Yeah, I think I am. I mean, if you check the tape, I think I put that perspective out there on the outside, and guys understand that Kerry Williams comes to play each and every Sunday. I mean, it's definitely different. You kind of feel like the new kid on the block or the new kid in school, you know, coming in at the middle of the school year, and everybody looking at you like, why the heck is he here? You know, but no, this team is different. You know what I mean? They opened me. They came in with open arms. They welcomed me with open arms, and you know, it's been a great transition. Me and a couple guys have hit it off straight off, and that's what you want to see in a successful organization. I think that we're on the rise, and I think you know, that we have a great future. And I think that you have to deal with the positive and the negative that comes with the position. You got to understand that you're human, first of all, and you got to understand that, you know, when you get out what you put in. So I put in a lot of hours. You know what I mean? I came from the bottom, and, you know, I've worked my way to this point. You know, I never forget where I came from, and every time I'm out there on the field, I got a point to prove. It doesn't make me less hungry at all. I think I still want – I have some personal goals I still want to maintain and achieve. Right now I'm not there, and, you know, every day I come out here, I try to work on that and work towards those goals.
Wherever they tell me to go, I go. So I'm going to switch around different positions. That's another thing, I have to be consistent. I miss a block sometimes, and sometimes I make a good block.
Yeah.
So, you know, wherever they put me, I'm just going to work hard and try to do the best I can. It's the biggest thing for you to make the team, special teams.
Yeah.
So that's one of my main focuses is just to make sure that I'm going hard.
Yeah.
And knowing what I'm doing mentally, make sure I'm doing the right assignment. You know, me and Russ are real cool. We're tight, you know. But all the conversations we have never actually been about, so-and-so is down or so-and-so is hurt. It's more like, hey, man, you look good today. Keep working on this. Oh, you can work better on this, or you look good on this. You know, it's never been, oh, we have an opportunity to play. We came here when we first got here with everybody. We were still talking about the same things, about what to work on. So now that we have an opportunity, it's still not going to change. We're going to work hard.
Yeah.
I think it's just being a receiver. Whether I was 6'7 or shorter, I think that's an easy play for any receiver to kind of make. Using my size in that situation, I was really just throwing by kind of easy. That's the only thing I can say about my size. But I think any receiver could have got out there and made that kind of play, the underthrown ball, go and catch it and go make a play.
Coming out of college, I was recruited as a receiver and running back. So he only played running back 1 year in high school, so not too many people know that. But, you know.
Naturally. Did you just not play? Did you only play 1 year of high school?
No, I played 3 years, but I was a receiver 2 years.
Oh, okay.
My senior year, I turned into a running back. But, you know, I'm just trying to do whatever it takes to just come out here and just, you know, compete and just, you know, I just want to play. I sat all last year. I'm not trying to do that again. Yeah, I feel a lot better. You know, I lost 15 pounds. You know, I still got my strength. But, you know, I just got to stay true to myself. My style is, you know, one cut, get upfield. You know, I'm more of a balanced speed and power. You know, I can also catch. But, you know, losing weight, you know, that was just something personally I wanted to do. You know, I felt better, and there's always room for improvement, you know, just to be healthier because it's a long season, so you really got to take care of your body. It's something I wanted to do because I felt like I was too big last year. You know, looking at myself, I couldn't stand the way I looked on film, and it's just, you know, especially with this up-tempo offense, it seemed, you know, I was an extra push to do it, so, you know, it's more pros than cons. I just, you know, just did extra cardio, and actually am on a diet now because last year I was on a diet that whatever, you know, you can eat, you know, this year. More salads, fruits, you know, oatmeal, just eating healthy. And just, you know, really watch what you put in your body.
That's what they're trying to do. That's why they mix and match so much because, you know, right now, like we talked about before, it's competition. So, you know, you never know who you're going to be in there with. So, you know, and like you said, it's all about chemistry. And running with these certain guys during practice, you know, will allow us, you know, to, you know, basically prep for a game. Because, for example, game situations, we have, you know, we may not know who's in with each other.
With the chance to talk to Mike Quick, NC State legend, NC State alum yourself, you know, what kind of insight has he been able to give you into the league?
Oh, he's been giving me a lot of insight, man. You know, I've taken down his number. You know, we've talked a couple of times. You know, just having that, you know, a great piece of advice, you know, in him. And then, you know, he's always trying to keep me motivated. You know, for example, we were just talking, you know, he was talking about, you know, because like I said, I kind of started off kind of slow, so I made some small mistakes at the beginning of the practice, but I picked it up a lot. And he told me, basically not to harp on the mistakes, of course, and, you know, just to keep on moving, you know. He said the reason that we're getting that he just talked to Coach Davis, and the reason that we're getting that many reps is basically to try to, not even replicate the game, because the way we're moving at practice is fast. It's going to be fast in the game because we're going back to back to back. He's just trying to give us that, you know, that mind memory, you know, of basically how it feels to go back to back to back to back to back. So.